Last night, I had the strangest dream. I sailed away to China in a little rowboat to find you, and you said you had to get your laundry cleaned. And then you said it's time to play the puzzle. I'm joined now by the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Kenneth Lowe of Monterey Park, California. I said, take the name of a country. Among its letters is the name of part of the human body, reading from left to right, although not necessarily consecutively. And I said, cross out these letters, and the remaining letters, in order, left to right, will name part of an animal's body. What country is it? Well, the answer is Thailand. Part of the human body is the hand. Cross out H-A-N-D and Thailand, and what's left is tail.
There you go. So, we had over 1,100 people send in the correct answer, and our randomly selected winner this week is Jed Martinez of Margate, Florida. He's on the line now. Hey, Jed, congratulations.
Thank you, Rachel. I'm really happy about this.
So, did this come pretty easily?
Oddly enough, it did, because usually when I get a tough puzzle challenge, I usually brainstorm with my friends at a restaurant on the same Sunday after listening to the broadcast, and then we share sending in our entries. But this one, I got it instantaneously the moment I heard the clue.
So now you get to rub it in to your friends, because not only did you get it, but then you got picked. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
Going all the way back to the postcard days. And just to let everyone know, this is the second time I have won one of these things.
It's happened before. We do get repeat winners. We have a loyal following, and everyone is welcome to submit. And, you know, that's the beauty of the randomly select drawing, is that you never know. Even people who have won before could win again.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, Jed, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Let's go for it.
Okay, Will, let's do it.
All right, Jed and Rachel. Each answer today consists of the first and last names of a famous person, each with two syllables. I'm going to give you some made-up two-word phrases. The first word in the phrase rhymes with the person's first name, and the last word rhymes with the last name. For example, if I said Picky Mooney, you would say Mickey Rooney.
Okay.
All right, number one is Wavy Rocket.
Okay, Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett is it. Number two is Melon Seller.
Melon Seller?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that one's going over my head. Any ideas, Rachel?
She was blind.
Yes.
And
there's
deaf.
Helen Keller.
Yes.
Helen Keller, is it? Good one. Jolly Bunter.
Holly Hunter.
Good.
That's it. Your next one is Many Dodgers.
Many Dodgers.
Kenny Rogers.
Good.
Kenny Rogers, is it? Muddy Dolly.
Okay, that one. Buddy Holly.
Yep.
That's it. Mormon Taylor.
Mormon Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh,
Norman Mailer.
Good.
That's it. Journey Landers.
Journey Landers. Oh, Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders, is it? Fancy Pagan.
Could you repeat that one again?
Uh-huh. Fancy Pagan.
Oh, okay, got it. Nancy Reagan.
That's it. Messy Saxon.
Jesse Jackson.
Great.
That's it. Trolley Carton.
Okay, that's Dolly Parton.
Dolly
Parton. And your last one consists of two geographical names, Haiti, Zurich.
Haiti, Zurich.
Could you repeat that one?
Here it is again. Haiti, Zurich. Haiti is in the country. Zurich is in the city in Switzerland.
Oh, Katie Couric.
Yay!
Katie Couric. Good
Katie
job.
Couric. Jed, well done for playing the puzzle today. You get another Weekend Edition lapel pin. I'm sure you're excited about that because you've won before. You get all kinds of puzzle books and games as well. You can read all about your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, Jed, where do you hear us? What's your public radio station?
I listen on WLRN in Miami.
Jed Martinez of Margate, Florida. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Jed.
Thank you, Will, and thank you, Rachel.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, name a famous person with the initials BS, as in Boy Scouts, and another famous person with the initials GM, as in General Motors, whose first and last names, respectively, rhyme with each other. One of the names has one syllable and the other has two syllables. Who are these famous people? So again, two famous people, one with the initials BS, the other with the initials GM, and their first and last names, respectively, rhyme with each other. Who are these two famous people?
When you have figured it out, go to npr.org/puzzle, click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for those entries is Thursday, August 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And it goes like this. If you're the winner, then we call you, and then you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, and he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Rachel.
Nothing gonna break my stride.